We all want to become disciples of the Lord, isn't it? We want to follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our master and we are his disciples. The essence of a disciple is to learn from the master. So that is the nature of discipleship, to learn from the master. But many times, my dear brothers and sisters, it is very difficult to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And many, many times when we want to follow the Lord, we set our own conditions in following him, not listening to him, not discerning his wisdom. For example, Lord, I want to follow you, but not your way, but my own way. Because your way is difficult. Your way is the way of the cross. And I don't want that way. I don't want the way of the cross. Dear brothers and sisters, this is it. There is wisdom in discipleship. We have to learn. We have to discern. What is his condition, not our own condition in following him? Does this make sense? Please validate. Otherwise, I will not continue with my reflection today. Since it is very difficult to follow the Lord, the way of discipleship according to the Lord, we need then to have the Spirit. We need then to have that spiritual wisdom to uplift us and to enlighten us. That even though the way would be very tough for us, we will still continue with the journey because the Lord will never, never abandon us. This is stated in our first reading from the Book of Wisdom. The Book of Wisdom describes to us human condition. That is a human being that we have been made out of dust. We cannot really fathom the counsel of God, the plan of God. Even though, as what I have said, how superior is our intelligence, yet the fact remains that we cannot comprehend the counsel, the plan of God. We need this spiritual wisdom in order to fathom, to comprehend, to know his counsel. That even in our daily concerns, for example, like health, we cannot even understand and we cannot even solve the issues of our health. It's all in the hands of God. How about God? So we can approach God with his wisdom. We do not give up. We continue to trust and we continue to be patient. So patience is very, very necessary in seeking his wisdom from above, in order to understand his counsel, his plan, his will for us. The beautiful second reading. I don't know if you find it very beautiful, but for me it's so meaningful. The wisdom of St. Paul, the letter to Philemon. St. Paul here shows us a specific example of wisdom. Wisdom in discipleship. As what I have said, being a disciple, there is always that wisdom. St. Paul became a prisoner. And of course, you cannot become a prisoner without committing a crime. Now, what was the crime of St. Paul? Of course, before he became the follower of the Lord, he was a manslaughter. He killed many. But when he was converted to be a disciple of the Lord, he was put into prison, for the simple reason that he proclaims Jesus Christ. His love for Christ is incomprehensible, is so immense that he felt being unworthy to become a disciple, an apostle of the Lord, especially to the Gentiles. And while in prison, Paul met another prisoner by the name of Onesimus. Here, Onesimus is a real criminal. And what was the crime of Onesimus? He robbed. Remember that Onesimus was a slave. During those times, slavery is very, very rampant. And you know what? A slave is the possession of his master. So the life of the slave depends greatly on his master. So if the master says, you cannot eat now, so a slave could not eat. You cannot get out now. So a slave is limited in his freedom. So his life is totally dependent on his master. And who is the master of Onesimus? Philemon. This is now the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. St. Paul, as what I have said, exhibited a specific, a unique form of wisdom. He did not consider Onesimus as a fellow prisoner. What was his treatment of Onesimus? The angel arrives. You're all silent. He considers Onesimus as a brother. As a brother. And mind you, my dear brothers and sisters, there are brotherhood outside of the church. But here, he considers Onesimus as a brother in the Lord. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about that. This is a spiritual wisdom on the part of St. Paul. That's why he wrote Philemon, I send you back this son of mine, this brother, a brother in the Lord. Do not treat him as your possession. Do not treat him as your slave, but a brother in the Lord. You know, dear brothers and sisters, if we only have the spirit of St. Paul in the world today, our world will be truly be at peace when we consider our fellow human beings not as a rival, but as a brother in the Lord. No matter what his race, his economic status, his social status is, but if we consider everyone as a brother and a sister in the Lord, oh, the world will truly be a very, very nice place to live in. Can we do that? Can we consider our fellow human beings as a brother and a sister in the Lord? We need spiritual wisdom. We have to be possessed by the Spirit in order to do that. So there is still, that's why a reminder of Paul to Philemon is, oh, you are a disciple of the Lord, but take note, in your lifestyle, in your treatment, do you really see your brother as a brother in the Lord? You want to follow the Lord. You are a disciple of the Lord. But let me remind you, do you treat this slave of yours as truly a brother in the Lord? Jesus, in our gospel today, pardon me, I have so many fat in my body. And it just oozing. Talks about conditions in following him. as what I have said, not the way we set up our conditions, but the way of Jesus. Jesus said, many wants to follow him, and he turned his face on them. You know, if you want to follow me, but if you do not hate your family, your brothers and sisters, your mother and father, your relatives, you cannot be my disciple. What is intriguing in here is the word hating. Hate here, does that mean that I hate you because you have done evil to me and I don't want to see your face anymore? I'm avoiding you because I hate you. That is not what Jesus meant by hating his mother and father, brothers and sisters. Hating here means, in Semitic language, means loving your family more than me. So if you love your family more than me, more than Jesus, sorry, you cannot be a disciple of the Lord. If you love your work more than me, if you love anything that is not your number one priority, if your number one priority is not me, sorry, you cannot be my disciple. Even if you want to be my disciple, you cannot, in fact, my disciple, because you do not want, because Jesus does not want that there should be something or somebody who would make one or be a hindrance in our relationship with him. What Jesus wants is a total detachment. Total detachment in order for us to be called a true disciple of Jesus. We have to be detached from these persons, from these mundane things. You know why? Because if we continue loving them, they in turn would love us, and we are now the center of attraction and not Jesus. That's why Jesus said, oh, if that is your mentality, that you love your family, your work more than me, sorry, you cannot be my disciple. And discipleship needs discernment. We have to discern. Discern well. Pray. Pray a lot. Is this really your will, O Lord? And of course, in discerning, we need to trust God. We need to trust God. This is his way of following him, not our way. If you cannot give up all this love in your life, you cannot be my disciple. As what I have said, it's always difficult to be a disciple of the Lord. Yes, we can become disciple of the Lord only in name, but in the true sense of the word, it is very, very difficult unless we detached ourselves from the loved ones. I would like to connect now the life of a priest. This is the very reason you may wonder, my dear brothers and sisters, that the life of a priest is a life of celibate. You understand now. Because if the priest would continue to have wife, and then there is Jesus, whom he will serve first, his wife or Jesus. Does this make sense? Yes.